Even after high school or college, we keep learning. DIY projects, cooking classes, how to buy real estate, how-to videos and online courses make it easier than ever. But a new study finds the vast majority of American adults are taking classes the old-fashioned way. Alyssa Nadworny of the NPR Ed Team reports.
The Petworth branch of the Washington, D.C. Public Library looks pretty empty. But there's a buzz coming from downstairs. About 10 adults are tucked in a small classroom, finding their seats. Real estate agent Margot Gilbert gets things started.
Everyone, welcome, and thank you for coming to the Home Buying 101 workshop.
In the second row, Wenna Andrews already has her notebook out. She's 28 and a first lieutenant in the D.C. National Guard.
You know, this is going to be my first time being a home buyer, so I'm really trying to educate myself on the process.
So why not learn about this kind of stuff online? Like, why do it in a real space?
I have a lot of questions. And I feel like if I'm perusing online by myself, I can get lost in the information.
Andrew's decision to learn in a physical classroom is by far the preferred choice for adults, according to the Pew Research Center. Pew looked at nearly 3,000 people, 18 and older. They wanted to know how and where adults learn after they leave their formal schooling.
Learning is still very much a place-based thing.
That's researcher John Horrigan.
The internet plays a role, but it's secondary in most respects.
Of the adults who said they are personal learners, only a third said they turn to the internet for most or all of their learning. So what do we do with that?
Well, we sort of have a reality check about where technology fits into our lives.
The study also found differences when it comes to education and income level. For those with a bachelor's degree, technology is helping people learn. But for those with just a high school diploma, it's not playing as big of a role. Even for adults with access, many weren't aware of online resources, like massive open online courses or MOOCs, or learning tools like Khan Academy. Wenna Andrews, she knows those things. She even found the homebuyers class on Facebook, but she prefers learning in person.
I feel like the library seems more credible, if that makes sense.
Her next endeavor, speaking in front of a crowd. And she's in luck. Her local branch offers public speaking classes every third Saturday. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Washington.